Welcome. You've got
Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Moe, in for John Gordon. Remember those little discs from America Online? You couldn't get away from them. They were in the mailbox, they were in magazines. Sign up and get 800 billion free hours. For beginning users, and we all were at that time, America Online was the internet. AOL quickly became big enough to merge with, or take over, really, Time Warner. Then things went south. AOL's fortune had been built on dial-up internet service. Time Warner was built on print media, two institutions that just didn't turn out to be real strong pillars. So the merger died. And today, AOL officially begins a new chapter as its own company once more. Kara Swisher has written two books about the company. She writes the Boomtown column for the Wall Street Journal. Kara, how many users does AOL have today?
75 million coming through in a month. That's a lot. I wish I had 75 million users.
I know.
I wish, you know, everybody does. That's a lot of people. The question is, can they do something with it? Can they keep that audience? Can they hold on to it? And with all the competition that's happening.
What's the new AOL going to look like for users?
Well, it's going to look a lot the same if they still continue to get access and various, you know, they have their AOL email. It will look exactly the same. I think what they're trying to do is trying to turn it into an unusual kind of content company that makes content based on search queries. So I think they're going to be doing a lot more of niche content creation based on algorithms, really.
Explain how that works.
What they're doing is trying to differentiate themselves from a Yahoo, which is the biggest content site on the web, or some other sites, or some niche sites like a Sports Illustrated site, by creating content based on search queries. So if someone is searching a lot this week, for example, on Tiger Woods mistresses, all of a sudden AOL will go out to its army of freelancers and suddenly produce a huge amount of Tiger Woods mistress stories, just what we need in our society, of course.
Awesome.
And then serve them up to people. And it's, you know, it's an interesting question whether you can really get high advertising rates for producing sort of a low end. It's called tail content, and we'll see if they can make money doing that.
So is it an echo chamber then? People read about what's being served up, and it's being served up because that's what people were reading about?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question. I mean, there is a role for editorial judgment in this society, and I think people do, you know, read newspapers. Well, they don't read newspapers, but they read, editorial content because it's based on the taste of its editors, and it's combined with what people want. This is a sort of a push into the universe of let's use search queries. If people are going somewhere, let's give them what they want. So it's an experiment they're trying to do.
Will it work?
I don't know. It's a question. I mean, the problem with AOL is they're sort of in a Hail Mary situation. They've got their dial-up business is dying. You know, they still have an access business, but it makes quite a bit of money. But it's a declining business for sure. Their email business doesn't really make any money. Well, they don't have a lot of choices there. So this is their choice is to focus on content. We'll see if that's the way people want to surf the web. I think it's a risk, but they don't have they really literally don't have a lot of choices.
Do they still have the little chat rooms?
Yeah, they do, I think. I don't know. I never use those very much. But, you know, AOL really did pioneer a lot of these things that everybody sort of touts, Facebook and others. I mean, AOL had the original social network, if you think about it. And AOL had the original email. And AOL was the first way you got on the internet. And so the question is, can they make it into the next era in a new format? And one of the things they always say about AOL is it's the cockroach of the internet. And, you know, it has survived so many times when it was supposed to die. They're hoping for an Apple-like renaissance. Apple was on the ropes for a period not too long ago. Now it's, of course, the most important company in the world in terms of tech, in terms of zeitgeist and image and with the iPod.
Kara Swisher writes the Boomtown column for the Wall Street Journal. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Goodbye.